Just in and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Murder! Did you hear that?
I said freedom. Did you say
I
murder?
I said freedom. I think somebody said murder. Oh my God, did you hear that?
What?
I heard somebody screaming for help.
I'm dead.
Oh my God, somebody laughed maniacally.
And someone said, I'm dead. And someone said, call 911.
Interesting. All the clues are there.
Mr. Policeman.
Turn the lights on, Matt. We're going to solve this murder.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Freedom.
Turn the lights on.
You know,
turn
the lights on. When the lights go out.
What if they were all very casual about the lights not being on? They're like,
oh, turn the lights on.
By the way, someone turned those lights on.
Someone turned the lights on. We're going to do an episode.
We've really been enjoying this.
I don't know why you turned the lights off, but that was weird timing.
I love the part in.
What?
Shit, why am I blanking on the name?
Jungle Cruise?
Albert Brooks' first film, Real Life.
Yes.
You're so nervous.
Where the guy giving he's in someone's house and he's giving a presentation and he goes, lights. And he's in Albert Brooks' house and he goes, you can just ask me to turn off the light. Like, you can't just say lights. There's not a guy on the lights. Just ask me to turn off the lights.
I think I want to have an Albert Brooks marathon someday.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Like, make him run a marathon.
I'll watch one of them. Yeah, I'll do that.
Watch one.
Hey, fatty.
And call him
run around.
Yeah, that's what you would do.
Scott,
turn that on its head.
You've been dragged to filth.
Can I just say we received Christmas cards from 2021.
We just opened mail today that we got.
Old.
There's so much mail here. And thank you so much to everyone who sent us stuff.
But yes.
There were Christmas cards from last year. That's how
there
long it's been since we've been here.
That were grim. Expired.
Can you imagine? We ate them all.
These M&Ms.
My diarrhea hurts.
I feel bad.
My diarrhea hurts. Not my anus. My diarrhea.
My anus. Oh, my anus
Don't
hurts.
Don't say your anus hurts. My anus hurts because of the diarrhea flowing through it. Actually burning through it.
Speaking of embarrassing things, as we were last week.
Yeah, did you think of a new one?
I'm embarrassed to tell you I'm currently having active diarrhea.
I can't go in the pool.
when I was in my
early 20s,
probably it might have been 19, something like that. Living downtown. I had a Purple Heart.
How could you see it?
I subscribed to a service that would take pictures of my heart and send it to me.
and this is pre-Instagram, where pre-selfies.
What was fun was I never knew when the picture was being taken.
They should make x-ray selfies.
They should. Who wouldn't love that?
Your phone should be able to take an x-ray of you so you don't have to go downtown into the office.
Your phone should give you more cancer than it already does.
Yes.
So I woke up one day in my squalid little apartment, and I got myself a gun. I had an excruciating pain in my rectum.
Oh no!
And I was like, "What is going on?"
Excruciating, like you couldn't stand.
Paul, that's where you get fucked in.
I couldn't do anything. It was. It was very scary.
Your sex machine fucks you in.
Yes.
And I like felt around there, and I was like,
"Paul, do you have a sex machine?"
I am a sex machine.
Who
needs one when you are one?
I wish you guys would read my t-shirts.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see that now.
I make them myself. I'm like, you know, I started doing it before Judah Friedlander was making those hats.
Wow. He made his own
hats? Does he still make them?
I'm not familiar with the lore. Yeah.
He must still.
I didn't realize he made them. I thought he just had them.
No, he made them. There was a. I was.
Is that why just found he wore them in his house.
It was a running joke with me and a friend of mine.
Which came first?
Whenever his name came up,
he had them in his stand up, I believe. Before.
Oh, so yes. Like, now it's part of.
So they've always been a part of him, and it was always mentioned anytime anyone talked about him that he made the hats himself.
Right.
And so it was a running joke with me and a friend of mine. Anytime his name came up, to say, you know, he makes his own hats.
Do you think he has enough money where he can pay someone to make the hats?
Oh, he loves doing it.
I want to make his hats for a nominal fee.
How much do you want?
You want to be like his apprentice?
Yeah.
Until you can make your own hats.
You want to make a reality show called The Apprentice where you make Jonah Freeman, they're not doing
The Apprentice anymore, so why not?
It's right there.
This is the new Apprentice.
Doing it, the title is right there.
Is done.
If you have the thing...
What if it went all the way? Paul pushed the mic away from his.
And
it
went
all the way around, hit me in the head.
It hit
came
both
back
of us in the head.
Bonk, bonk.
I would love to hit you guys in the head.
You know what I didn't get, and I'm sad? I didn't get a McDonald's Happy Meal Halloween bucket.
Are those?
They brought back the nostalgic buckets from my childhood.
What are those?
They're Happy Meal buckets.
What are those?
Fuck you. It's what Happy Meals kill me.
A couple trick-or-treaters this year had them.
Yeah.
And they're pretty small.
Well, I don't need it to be big, sweetie. It's just.
Were they small compared to the trick-or-treater?
It's a decoration for under the Halloween tree.
Okay, honey. That's fine for you.
I'm going to separate these two. Okay.
Oh, back hair.
Any interest in me continuing my story?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So I thought, my rectum is like distended or something.
Yeah, wait, I thought this was the Halloween story.
I forgot that you were talking about your burning rectum.
Because I thought you were still talking about the kids who showed up with the Halloween.
Meanwhile, no, that's done. That's
I know, but I just was like, how does this apply?
This is just a day where his asshole hurt.
I thought, oh no, my rectum.
But don't let us get off topic.
It was not that long ago.
I know, but it still threw
me.
So,
of course, what I did first was call my mommy.
Of course.
And say, Mommy,
what do you do when
I'm
you're
scared?
That's so cute.
Hurt.
Yeah. I think my rectum is distended. She was like, oh my God, oh my God. I'm going to send your father down to take you to the hospital.
Down where were you?
I was living downtown at the time.
I think my rectum is distended.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you understand?
I was proud of myself.
Those two words.
So, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Do you understand the pain that's coming out of my butt?
So my dad shows up, takes me to the hospital.
Uh-huh. Did he look at it? Or were you like,
no,
this is a private thing?
Look at it. Okay. Why would he look at it?
He assessed the situation.
You're already calling mom and dad.
What if like he came over and said, all right, let me see. You pulled down your pants. You just farted in his face.
And you're like, gotcha. You know, got you to good. Drive 30 minutes for me to fart in your face.
Would have been a pretty good prank. Would have been a pretty good prank.
Solid.
So I go to the hospital. I go, you know, to the emergency room and I'm taken to a little,
what
you
is
know,
gonna happen? You
just
call a toy car.
Don't spoil it.
Okay.
So the doctor says, okay, I have to ask you some questions. I don't know if you want your father to be present. And I said, no, that's,
anything you can say to me, you can say.
I said, yeah, that's fine. Like, and my dad was like, well, I'll wait outside. So again, my dad was afraid to find out I was gay. So the doctor asked me all, you know, like, did you put anything in there? Yeah. Do you have anal sex? You know, all this stuff. And I'm like, no.
Do you want to?
Right now?
That was later. I found his card up there. So he examines me and it turned out I had hemorrhoids.
Oh, chibu, chiba, chibu.
Horrible.
Yeah.
But a relief that I did not have some weird cancer.
You just had to put a little creme.
I had to put a little creme. So I go back and I ask my roommate, hey, will you go fill this prescription for me?
Shove it up my ass.
Get me this stuff.
You said this to your
dad?
We're
just roommates. No, I said this to my roommate. Can you fill this? Can you get this stuff?
Why didn't you want to do it?
I could barely...
Oh, you couldn't walk.
So
oh, sorry.
So out of
they
control.
Didn't just go away after the doctor
well,
said.
Well, no, I thought maybe he like.
No, it was
kissed
it was,
him and made him feel better.
It was bad. It was really bad. It was really bad.
It was bad.
So my roommate goes and gets the stuff.
You had roid rage.
I had.
Sorry, I flipped you off. I have roid rage.
you are steroids?
Guess again, motherfucker.
So I had to get, it was a prescription for suppositories and like preparation H or whatever. And so he came back and the suppositories were called Anusol.
Yeah.
And when he came back, he tossed it to me and said, there you go. There's your anus all. And I was like, it's anusol.
It may as well be anusol.
Well, of course that's what it is. Yeah. Of course that's what it is.
Yeah.
But I've seen the commercials. It's they pronounce it anusol.
Anusol. Anusol.
Like Uranus.
Anusol.
It's anusol.
Anusol.
And then
so which part was embarrassing?
Yeah. Telling you. And then during this.
So you wanted to have an embarrassing moment now.
Yeah. One. So I could tell you later.
Hey, Paul,
see if you recognize yourself in the story. I was talking to these two asshole friends of mine.
They made me feel like shit. Kept interrupting my story.
My asshole had bumps in it or whatever the fuck.
One guy thought I told trick-or-treaters that my rectum was distended.
Why is the table shaking?
I don't know. Oh, Scott's leg is leaning against it, and he's shaking with laughter like Santa Claus himself.
Bowl full of jelly and whatnot.
Yeah. Things of this nature.
Good old Santa Claus.
Good old Santa Claus.
He's coming soon.
Still doing it.
He's headed around the corner.
Yeah. Coming soon. Do you think Emerald's on the nice list?
Emerald?
Well, bam.
Do you think Emerald is on the nice list?
I can't tell you how many times this has happened where someone goes, what is her name?
No.
And I say Emerald, and someone goes, Emerald?
No, Emerald is such a good name.
Okay.
I love it. When I first saw it.
So is Emerald.
Okay, but it's not to be confused with. But when I first saw it on the invitation to the baby shower, I was like so excited.
Mm.
I love the name.
I was hype.
I was lit. I was Liddy.
Do you wish that it was Liddy. Your name?
I don't, because I don't think it would go well with my last name. Although it would go to Castle.
It would go with
Castle. Go.
Emerald Castle. I'd be like, I'm
an Emerald Castle.
It's too much.
What if his name was City? Mike City.
Emerald City? That'd be cool.
That'd be cool,
Mike
right?
City if his name cool was City, name.
It would be cool. What are the castle is a cool name.
What it
are
the, is cool. I love cool that. Name. I love the name.
Yeah. What are the big precious gem names? We got Ruby. We got Emerald.
Ruby Soho.
Opal. Oh, Opal is one. Pearl is one.
Diamond.
And Silk.
Sapphire.
Yeah.
Sapphire.
The novel.
Based on a novel push.
By.
By your hemorrhoid.
Push. I feel like every gem is basically.
Yeah. What are
quartz?
Other gems?
That's not one.
Topaz.
I mean,
what's that one? Amber. Amber.
Amber. That's more of a name than a gem in many ways.
It's an alert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys get the flash flood alert?
I did.
Yes. It was fun.
And it was.
The rain was
incorrect.
Wild.
Yesterday. No, it was incorrect. They did not mean to send it to
really?
Us.
Oh, really? But the rain was coming down in sheets when that got that.
Yes. But it said, do not travel anywhere. It was like to people in LA, it was like flash flood warning. If you do not get out of your cars, do not travel anywhere. And I was looking at this going, you're telling L.A. not to.
I mean, you're telling L.A.
Like all of Los Angeles is just supposed to like pull over or whatever. And it was only meant for like a little tiny pocket elsewhere, not L.A. Oh. And I was like, are they trying to suppress the vote? Because it happened on voting day.
Oh.
It made me think that Rick Caruso had his hand on the levers of politics itself.
Ugh. Well, as it was happening, it was storming and we decided to have a little movie time with Holly. And we put on Oliver and Company, which is a cute movie from the 80s.
With Billy Joel songs.
And Billy Joel's voice.
Joel's butt.
He's got a dog butt in real life, famously. Yep. It was really cute. Truly liked it.
What kind of dog is he Oliver in the movie?
No, Oliver's a cat played by Joey Lawrence.
Wow, I did not see that coming. was a dog.
The premise is that there's this little cat in a litter and he falls into a pack of dogs in the city.
This is the company.
Yeah. And then
to get
a
billing
rich
like
little
that,
girl.
It's like Professor and Marianne, you know, just being the rest.
A
like
rich
every
little girl
dog is
takes
company.
The cat in and then he gets stolen and ends up being a whole thing where all the dogs have to get him back and the little girl and they're riding on the top of a bridge. It was really stressful, but.
Isn't it based on Oliver?
Probably.
Oliver Twist.
And they're like the
Oliver
pickpockets.
Oliver Twist.
That's that, that nipple fetish porn.
Oliver Twist.
Oh man, people are really going to like this.
I used to,
I never even put together that it was.
When I worked at the video store, we of course had a porn section that was famously not like hidden behind a curtain or anything like that.
But you had to guard it.
It was just an aisle. I had to guard it. Because those pervs would come in there.
Are you just, too perverted?
They would just look at the covers and go. But I used to like to look at the titles.
It is based on Al Oliver Twist.
Great.
The one I remember the most clearly that I thought was
in the
kind
sense
of
that he was a cat.
Yeah.
Everything else is
and there's
different.
A butler.
People don't realize that Oliver Twist is a cat.
Yeah.
I know. Well, he didn't.
Well, Dickens
say it
never says it. He's like,
and people didn't realize Dickens was a cat.
That's the thing. Every once in a while, there's a few
why
meows
he have to
in there.
Say it's a cat?
Why should he have to say that?
Why should
it doesn't
he have
matter?
To say that? He doesn't have to say that.
The title I liked the most was "Arrear and Pleasant Danger."
Wow.
They don't do they don't do the funny
pleasant
titles anymore.
Danger.
From what I
remember.
No, really?
They
oh,
just
that's too
they
bad.
Call it like Doctor Who, a porn parody.
Or do they just call it like Fisting for Hours?
Is that a fistful of dollars?
No, I just mean it's not. It's just it just describes what it is.
Fisting for Hours. Is it F-O-R or the number four?
Fisting for hours.
Fisting, colon, four hours.
And it's 3 hours long.
In your colon.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh, guys. Wow. You know, Christmas is right around the corner. Guys. Santa, he's still up to it.
Well, yeah, so what's the date?
Don't you pay any mind,
well,
honey.
So
what's the date?
Christmas is coming and
the goose is getting fat.
Please put a penny.
In the old man's hat.
No, obviously this is December 8th.
Clearly.
When this is being released.
The day after a day that we'll live in infamy.
We have some fun Christmas plans coming up, but we'll see.
What you going to do?
No,
save
with
it.
You.
What you going to do when he comes for you?
Ah! That's what Santa's new song.
What if, yeah.
Santa,
what you gonna do? What if Santa?
I want you to be like in a Santa cop uniform. It's like blue with like the hat.
Hey, CAB.
We all agree Santa does great stuff.
He does great. One of the greats.
What? Well, and we love everything he does.
Gifts, yeah.
And the only price he asks of us is occasionally some milk and cookies. But what if he kidnapped one child every year?
I know. First of all,
would we still be like he's great and let him do it?
I feel it depends what he does with the child. If they become like have a fabulous life at the North Pole,
can you separate the art from the artist?
But also, Santa doesn't ask for the milk and cookies. He asks for us to be good.
But he
and we give him the milk
implied.
And cookies because we are good.
It's implied.
Well, you
that he wants
you
the milk
can
and cookies.
Still, of course, he wants them, but you can still get your presents without giving the milk
God.
And cookies.
I can't wait for Holly to have Christmas this year because she's going to start to have an idea that's going on. Just a glimmer
exciting.
Of an idea.
That's very exciting.
That's
very exciting.
She liked the Halloween tree.
Oh yeah,
yeah. She was very delighted by it.
You showed me the video of her watching the rain, which was so sweet.
She loved the rain.
Yeah. She can stand the rain.
And she wanted to go out into it. And so I had, once it stopped, she crawled right outside into and just sat in a puddle.
Honestly, same.
I know.
So she's sitting on toilets. She's crawling in puddles.
Yeah, she doesn't care what she sits on.
I love it.
Yeah.
She's getting dirty like a boy.
Yeah. I'm going to say that to her. Make it very clear.
You're dirty like a boy.
She's like, what's a boy? Let's
she
start
needs to
there.
Hear it.
Yeah. Has she ever seen another child?
Yes. Well, she just got hand, foot,
think?
Mouth from some of them last week, actually, ooh, which is a nice little disease. Yeah. It's a virus.
It's so weird. I only feel like I am aware of that in the last few years as being a thing that humans can get.
Yeah.
Because
I always
thought
it
was an
sheep.
Animal thing. Yeah.
I didn't know anything about RSV until
was
2 weeks
now,
ago.
Hoof and mouth. RSV is scary. I know.
What's what?
RSV.
It's like a little. It's a virus that little kids can get.
Does the V stand for virus?
Probably.
What is RS response, so?
They end up in the hospital oftentimes.
Roberto.
That's because they need to be on
Salamanca?
Breathing things. They can't breathe.
Yeah,
that's
it's like
bad.
It's going around.
You don't need me to tell you. That's bad.
It's worse than COVID. And there's no vaccine.
Worse than COVID. COVID's the worst thing that ever happened.
No, I mean, it's worse in the sense of more people have it now.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were dissing COVID.
There's more of that than COVID right now?
Yeah.
That's interesting, actually.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's all that my COVID right now.
My sister is a nurse.
Yeah.
A virus.
Which is so great.
And she says, yeah, you really got to watch out for the RSV because that's where everyone has it at the hospitals now. They're overrun.
But now, how is that happening? How's everyone getting RSV? Is it like a cold?
It's like a kissing chain.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, the fun thing with hand, foot, and mouth is that it's spread through saliva. And when I told you Holly threw up on me 3 times.
Yes.
That was definitely that.
And then you betrayed our Lord.
Yeah.
All right, we have to take a break.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And we're back. Belegda. I just met a girl named Belegda.
And suddenly I find... Say it, reggae.
Did that move? Was that movie successful?
No.
It wasn't, right?
No. Kind of eat shit.
Weird.
Well, it came out in the middle of, I mean, people weren't going
it
to the
It came out during COVID.
Yeah.
That's right.
We ran out of theater and saw it.
That's right.
Casey Wilson and I.
That's right.
Did a co-headlining screening. We both headlined.
You co-presented.
Casey really wanted to talk beforehand, but she thought here in LA, I don't know whether you could do it elsewhere. You could rent an AMC theater for a private screening for up to 50 people.
I would imagine you could do it anywhere.
No, I think it was other places too.
Was it
in Chicago.
Okay.
And I mean, it was not expensive.
It was not that expensive.
$300 for my friend to do it.
And yeah, it was essentially like 20 bucks a person.
Yeah.
If you got enough people to go. But Casey kind of thought that it was more like a private screening thing where she would be given an opportunity to speak beforehand.
This movie that
I was like,
nothing to do with.
No, it just like starts at the normal time, just like going to the movies, like the AMC promos.
And was everybody in there people from that party? Because I feel like there was one couple that had nothing to do with us.
Right.
And
those were like Casey's friends.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay. Good.
That
good,
I didn't
good,
even
good,
know.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was fun.
It was fun.
It was really
fun. It was like a thing. It's one of those things. Lauren? It's one of those things when it happened, I was like, oh, I have to remember this is a thing you can do because this is really fun. And then instantly never did it again.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I went to see Dear Evan Hansen. My friend got this screening or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was fun. But because you could kind of yell and talk.
Rowdy.
You suck.
You have a rowdy screening. Exactly. I love a rowdy screening.
I love it.
I, of course, was yelling some swears at some point, and then there was a child.
We did that for Jackass 4.
Who brought a child?
It doesn't matter. And they were fine with it.
We did it for Jackass 4, and was it Janie who had never seen any of the movies before and had no idea what she was in for?
She had the vaguest idea of what Jackass was.
They could hit the nuts occasionally. No, there's a lot of cock.
Janie
there's so
didn't
many
know?
Penises in it. Janie didn't know.
I love it.
There was a lot of stuff she could not look at because it was so stomach turning.
Mm-hmm. a man's penis is disgusting to her.
She's never seen mine.
Wow. You just do like a sort of what? All sneaks in the up dark behind her. Situation.
All in the, we're in the dark all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the house.
Someone turn on the lights. There's a murder.
You have blackout curtains.
There could be murders happening all the time. We have no idea.
You never are seen just in case your penis comes out.
No. We have flashlights that we hold up to our faces.
And a tiny flashlight for your penis.
No, you
but I don't put batteries
that.
In that because she can't see.
Yes, wait, that's what I mean.
You hold the flashlight off up to it.
Yeah.
Oh, the flashlight coming out from it.
Ouch.
To make it look bigger. But she can't see it.
She can't see it.
She can't feel it.
No, we've never met.
Oh.
We live in the same house.
That makes it easier.
Yeah. Our wedding was weird.
Weird stuff. How many roommates
free
fall in love?
What a beautiful question.
I wonder what the percentage is.
How many roommates fall in?
Because we've all had roommates. We, by the way, we have not returned to our roommate.
We
have
a
roommate roundup.
I don't even, but the problem is, I don't know.
Oh,
where,
that's right.
I don't know where we left off.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Shit. We were going to recount all of our roommates we've ever had.
We cannot go back to it unless we know where we left off. And some roommates I don't want to talk about.
I feel like.
We're talking about all of them.
I remember where I left off, I think. Okay. But in any case, everyone who's had a roommate, what percentage?
Hands up.
What percentage of them fall in love?
We can see you right now.
Like they don't, even if they know each other beforehand, whatever. How many roommates fall in love? I would say maybe 0.5%.
Oh, I think it's 50%.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's like 89% fall in love.
Really?
What's left? 11%. Are falling in love.
Falling in love. By the way, reality recap, yeah.
Yeah.
Now the distinction on The Bachelor is...
I'm falling for you.
I'm falling in love with you.
I am in love with you.
Which is like, no, back in the day, you just said...
You can't say... if you say I'm falling in love with you, that means I'm in love with you.
It's bizarre. Yeah. I'm
it's
almost there.
So
yeah.
Crazy.
I'm so close to being in love with you.
I can tell that I'm about to be in love with you. It's like, what do you mean?
Probably by this time next week.
Yeah.
I will be in love with you. Then again, to have gradients on this stuff, it's like, why does it have to be just a dichotomy of I'm not in love with you, I am in love
with you? Did you see that reality recap? Yeah, Gabby and the guy she picked have broken up.
No.
Just a mere couple months.
So you're saying I have a chance?
Yeah. Gabby
Windy. What show is that from?
Bachelorette.
Which guy did she pick?
Eric,
I forget everything about the previous season,
Eric,
the moment it's done.
I think his name was Eric. She's like, Eric.
Now, so there's The Bachelor, which
I like her, but she's got a lot of vocal fry.
No, I think she's great, but she's like, Eric.
So I love Eric. I really think I'm falling for Eric.
That was actually really good.
She's 100 years old?
Yeah.
She sounds like it, but she's
I
had a hard life.
I feel like I'm falling for Eric.
Ew.
By the way, the guy on Bachelor in Paradise.
From my mother.
Girl, I think that you and I are in love with
you. Sweetie Pie, I haven't watched an episode this season. That was a gift I gave myself.
Well, I have to say, Shep is doing stand-up comedy now.
These are good.
You've been watching Bip?
What's Bip?
Bachelor in Paradise. Oh, no, you're just making
a reference.
Who's Shep? Shep is from Southern Toronto.
Okay.
Oh, he's doing stand-up? Where?
He did a couple gigs in New York, where, of course, he just tells stories about...
Carnegie Hall?
That show. Yeah, he opened at Carnegie Hall.
That's the thing.
Like,
man.
I just want to try this out.
That's the thing, though.
No, he did a small room in New York, and it sounded like...
Every room is small in New York. It's like, have you seen apartments there?
What about Seinfeld? He lives in a nice big space.
That's true. That's a good point.
But
oh, he's rich.
You only see part of it.
What if Seinfeld was... What if Seinfeld was set in
Jerry's
his garage?
Room. We don't go into Jerry's room ever.
Do we never go into Jerry's room?
No, I think you've been in there like a couple episodes.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Like
I'm
a wake
right
up with a woman type situation? I don't think I have.
And then
a
this woman's
of,
got a weird thing that he can't get past.
Yeah, of course. Like a schnoz.
What if it was set
She's
in his
not
garage
17
though,
years
with
old?
All of his cars? Hey. Paul, you're bad.
I'm naughty. And I've never said otherwise.
He's bad. He's
I'm bad.
Bad.
I know it. I know. Speaking of, yeah. I finally watched the Weird Al movie.
Oh, I'm waiting to watch it.
It's
we have a plan.
So
you're very good
funny.
At it, Paul.
Thank you.
Saw the spoiler that you're Gallagher.
It's true. I play the Irish comedian Gallagher. And
it looked really funny.
It was
the picture you posted.
Thank you. I was very grateful to be a part of it. And I finally watched the whole movie and man, I laughed all the way through it.
Yeah, it's very funny.
It's really funny.
To watch it.
It's really funny. A lot of great performances in it.
I think our
Daniel Radcliffe is amazing.
Yeah. He can do it all.
Yes.
Act and other stuff, I guess.
I'm curious to watch you do this. I actually can't. I can't really imagine.
Be-jacked and re-jacked.
Don't you ever come back.
I can't really imagine him doing this role, so I'm very excited to see it.
He's great in it. And I will tell you that when I was on that set, him in that costume and the wig and the mustache, it was never not funny. Yeah. Like every time I looked at it,
yeah,
it was funny to me.
Yeah.
And then just standing there. But then when he was saying stuff, it got even funnier.
And how long have you known Al?
I mean,
around the same time as
God.
You met him at the same time?
I think
10 years, maybe.
Well, now it's, I mean, we've.
Or longer?
14.
Let's say 14.
Yeah.
At this point, let's say 14.
Wow.
I kind of wish, I know he's more handsome now, but I kind of wish he'd go back to that old look. It's so iconic.
What if he did it for a year?
Just a year. That's all we're asking, Al. 1 year of your life.
Suck that hair back into my head. Squirt that hair back out of my lip. Yep. Put those glasses back on.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he doesn't have a mustache. Yeah.
I
mean,
it's the mustache and the and he straightens his hair, I think.
But now?
Yeah.
Because no, it's naturally. Hair.
No, he's straight. I believe it's.
He probably styles it differently. It's yes. longer, so it's more yeah. weighed down.
He maybe uses a product.
And maybe he used a permit or something.
No, it is still curly. But all we're asking, Al.
This is all we're asking.
I don't imagine that Al wakes up every morning and runs a straightener through his hair.
You don't think he wakes up every morning?
Conks his hair?
Just even that is weird, that you don't think he wakes up every morning.
I do think he does.
You think Al's just awake all the time?
I don't think he could constantly wake or rolling out of bed asleep and continuing his
You think he's sleepwalking through his whole life?
Someone should just give him a shake.
He's going to wake up one
day. That's very dangerous.
I made a movie?
Is it dangerous to wake a sleepwalker? Or is that just a myth?
I think it's a myth. Let's ask Mike Birbiglia.
Because nobody ever
says. Mike, you've been sitting here this whole time.
Ever says what happens if you wake them.
Mike Birbiglia.
They just say it's very dangerous, just in TV shows and movies and shit.
Yeah, no, they do.
Did I tell you about when
they do?
They'll punch you. They get violent.
Did I tell you about when I was in.
I'm serious.
In winter camp.
Why did you go to winter camp?
What the fuck? What's this game of
your parents didn't even want you to be home for Christmas?
I had to go to summer camp and winter. Winter camp was in January.
I've never heard of winter camp.
Dear.
Why weren't you in school, dearie?
Because it was a weekend. So summer camp was a week.
You went to camp on the weekend once.
Yeah, that's my story. The end.
Okay, what?
There was a guy who was a sleepwalker who got up out of. We had bunk beds in the cabin. He got out of his cabin and he started arguing with his dad. In the corner.
His dad wasn't there.
And we all didn't know what to do. And we're like, do we wake him up? Do we comfort him? Do we wake him up? And we just let him have this argument going, no, 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 you don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're saying. Yeah.
Wow, that's really embarrassing.
He's still having the argument. We never woke him up.
Wow. Oh my God, he's still at that camp. They tore that camp down. He's still just Blair Witching it.
He's aged and he's just standing there and his pajamas are too small.
The other night I had a dream where I've been having very pleasant dreams lately and that's I don't know why. And I will wake up at 4:30 a.m. every day and have an hour of pure anxiety about things that I have to do. Then I go back to sleep. But my dreams are extremely nice. I mean,
having,
like,
having a nice dream is like so amazing.
It really is.
Cheech and Chong.
It's such a little treat.
Nice dream.
But I had a dream where I was with a friend of mine. I can't remember who it was now, but they had like this cute little dog. And I was in the dream. I was like, oh my God, your dog is, I love this dog. And like, give him a kiss. He loves little kisses. And so I was kissing the dog on the top of the head.
See, that's a bad dream for me.
And I fucking.
Ate your pillow?
I woke myself up making kissing sounds.
And suddenly you're
and
awake.
Janie and I was like, who are you cheating on within your mind?
I thought for sure that was going to wake Janie up. Because I've done that before where I've gone from saying something in the dream to saying it out loud.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And then it wakes her up. But
I
she didn't wake up for
shit
this.
A lot.
I had.
Hey, okay. Or,
no, I mean, like, it's like something I do is like.
Zibby. I had two nights ago, I had a nightmare. And I woke inside mer. What?
Inside mer?
Inside mer?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I woke myself up from it, like going, no, no. And I could tell like I'd woken up cool up or whatever. And I like rolled over, but she didn't say anything. She didn't like comfort me or anything. So I was like, oh, maybe I didn't wake her up. The next morning she says, yeah, you started making really scary noises. to the extent that I thought you were messing with me.
Oh, wow.
I was like,
oh, so she was like kind of mad.
Had I just gone to sleep? She's like, no, I was awake for another 2 hours after you went to sleep. I was like, what? Why 2 hours into sleep would I start fucking with you? By going,
I mean, it's a perfect setup.
If you're like, wait, if you wait 2 hours? What was the sound you were doing?
I think it was just like,
stop it, stop it.
No,
are you messing with me?
What? But like, to think so poorly of me, to think that, yeah. Oh no, I'm not concerned. He's fucking with me.
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
Devil mask?
About?
Much?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Once bitten, every time shy.
Yeah, the devil mask.
I never
mask.
Used it on her.
Never forget.
You did take her to, what did
Mexico?
You take her to a haunted house or something?
A haunted house, and she hated it. Well, I didn't take her because she made me take her home.
Before. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. And she would have hated it because it was one of those haunted houses where you had to crawl.
No.
It was so weird. You had
I'm
to
oh,
fucking
no.
doing that
They
again.
Dug under the into the dirt and made a tunnel under the dirt that you had to crawl through. I was like, oh,
that's
my God.
Fucking ridiculous.
And she had to go through that not wanting to do it at all. That's hell.
No, she. I took her home.
To have college kids yell at you? Forget it.
Well, there's a place called Delusion. It's like a
get your masters and then yell at me.
Did you say it's haunted clay?
Haunted play.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Oh, the haunted play. Yeah.
It's very scary. I went 1 year, but I actually get too scared. I don't think I really
How scared is too scared?
Like, where during it, I'm going like, and I'm like, if they choose me for this next thing, I'm really going to hate it. Like,
what do they choose people for?
Like, so basically, what they do is they take like an empty mansion in LA, like an old house, and they do a different one every year.
And it's empty, you say?
Well, like, nobody lives there.
But there's furniture
they
and
fill
mice.
It with props and sets. And then there's like a story. So it's like you walk up and then like an actor
like
will come
up
and
time,
be like,
for instance.
Oh, wow, you have to help me.
It was a dark and stormy night.
You have to help me. There's something happening and blah, blah, blah. So I heard for this year what they did was that they were like, oh, the monster is coming or the giant. Did you go to it, Matt? Okay. Like someone's coming.
Too scared?
The monster's coming?
Everyone needs to play dead in the back of this truck.
Guys, the monster's coming.
Everyone needs to lay like you're dead in the back of this truck bed. Then they drive you as you're laying.
They drive you somewhere?
Yeah, to like them where
the second location?
At the home, yeah.
Are you touching bodies with strangers?
Probably. Ugh. And then, like, but all my friends like this kind of stuff, and they think it's really fun.
Well, they're pervs.
Well, anyway, it sounded really scary to me. This is the part where they actually do kill you. Yeah.
So they take you to this place, and then does the monster come?
No,
or
yeah.
They're like, he's running 15 minutes late.
Then
guys.
You go through the house, and like, you know, there's a story that they're telling you of like, oh, come this way. You have to do this thing, and this task has to be accomplished, and you have to like work together, like do something.
Oh, I'm out.
Or then you have to get under this.
Yeah, I'm a solo guy.
The year that I went, there was like a giant table that you crawl under, like as if you're small,
so
and
much
then
crawling.
These big. Legs walked by and it was like really creepy.
Oh,
you couldn't
that
see.
Sounds cool.
So
that
sounds cool.
It was memorable and it was cool. But there's parts where like someone gets chosen to go into a room with someone and then something happens in there and you don't know and you get separated from your group. And I was like, I do not want that. I like to huddle with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get too scared.
Yeah. That's to be pulled away from the group is scary.
And then you're kind of like acting with them because they're kind of like, I don't know. Maybe it's weird as an actor.
Well, that's the
but like
thing.
The person, you know they're an actor and they're going like, come in here.
That's the thing. You're not getting paid to act. So it's like,
if I'm not getting
if
paid.
If it were me, I would be like, I'm sorry, but my name is Scott Aukerman. This is fake. You're all fake. Give me money if you want me to.
No, but I think I feel confused about what my role is. Like, am I supposed to go in there and be like really doing it up? Or am I supposed to just start acting like how
yeah,
I am?
Yeah, you need direction.
Yeah.
It needs, it's also.
It's and a second take once
it's
in
unclear.
A while.
I'd love that.
It should be, it shouldn't be a one-on-one thing. I don't know, but I'm sure people.
No, people like it.
For people who aren't performers, yes, they probably
no,
like
and also
it.
My performer friends like it.
Well, they're weird.
Okay.
Or.
What about your friends who are thinking about performing, but
they only have living room balls.
I don't think I have one friend like that. I think they either simply don't do it or they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. You don't have any friend who doesn't do it who's sort of like flirting with it?
Friends who are thinking about getting into the business.
So some fellow middle-aged people were like, I'm going to try acting.
Why not?
Hey, look, there's a lot of stories like
no,
that.
Of yeah. course they could, but it's just I think you've been doing it too long to meet people.
It's hard. I met some people
you
the
know
other
what I mean?
You've met all the people you're ever going to meet, dude.
I met some people the other night. I was so fucking bored. I was just like, why am I doing this?
I don't want to meet any more people.
Sometimes I'm done.
It's a lot when you start. Yeah, because I wonder, you've had more of that than I have. So you get to a point where you're just like, I don't want to start over.
I don't want to keep starting over. Speaking of Jerry Seinfeld, that's why he got married. He said, like, I kept hating repeating first date talk.
Yeah. Let's just marry one of them.
Weird fucking God.
We got to take a break.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We're back. It's Threecher time, and you know you love it.
You know you love it.
You know you need it.
You know you're begging us for it.
Your ear hole.
Like little piss pigs.
You're piss pigs, and hey, piss pigs, guess what? It's time for a Threecher.
Hey, piss pigs, we're back.
I'm sorry that that's the collective name for our fans, but
you guys voted and you got it.
And it's you have the qualities of piss pigs.
You're more like piss pigs than you aren't. So that's what you're called.
Yeah.
We love our fans, the little piss pigs.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Paul. Our fellow piss pig here. Okay, we're going to play a Threecher that we've played many times. It's a favorite of ours and hopefully of yours too. It's called Hitting the Posts. And this is where we play songs from our phones. And the challenge is to do the perfect DJ thing of talking, gabbing over the musical intro part of the song before the lyrics start.
I wonder
vocals.
And I know it's like rude to be talking over someone.
Yeah.
Which is why we never
That's why you
do
stop
it
before the voice. Yeah.
We never talk over each other.
We never will.
I always stop before the voice.
Me too.
Yeah. But do you think there was ever a DJ before this became customary who just talked over the lyrics and was just like, yeah, hey, shut up back there. Anyway,
who was the first DJ to decide, I could talk over this part?
Yeah, exactly. Because normally on the radio, it was like, you start a song.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I should shut the fuck up.
Like a guy who's uncomfortable with silence.
Yeah.
And he's like, nobody's talking.
Anyway, so.
It takes too long to get to the vocals.
All right. So who. I have the dongle. So
you are in possession of the
dongle.
I'm
going to play. So who's going to talk? Is it clockwise or counterclockwise?
I'll do it.
Okay. You ready?
Lauren volunteers his tribute. Hunger Games.
Here we go. And
it's the weekend, folks. And you know what that means. It's time to party. Get your red Solo cups and your ping pong balls and go over to your best gal's house and start slam dunking them beers. Call me in the morning and slap my ass and call me...
and call me.
Oh, no, we'll never know.
Sally.
I didn't want to assume.
What song was that?
That was Velvet Crush with Speedway.
Okay. VC with SP.
Uh-oh.
Tight dongle.
Go around the other way. Go around the other way. Go around the other way. Tight dongle.
Go around the other side.
Tight dongle. Oh, honey.
Oh, honey. You don't even know what happened.
Now this thing.
Honey, I love fucking. That's Claudia.
That's Claudio.
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 Okay, wait, hold on, wait. Are you ready?
Hi. Is it me?
Yeah. I'm going to start over.
It is you.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I didn't realize it did that.
Well, that's what happens when body
wait,
starts
I'll
slapping.
Wait, I'll do another one.
Why?
Because it's fun.
But that's how it...
Okay. Okay, fine, that's fine. That was his turn.
No, that's not fun for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh boy, you know what's gonna happen now. My boss is gonna fire me for saying shit.
We know that song.
We know, yeah. It's a great song.
It has to be a song you don't know?
No, I'm just.
No. It's just easier if you know the song.
Of course, yeah.
That's why he knew to stop.
Yeah.
That's why he knew to stop. Give me that dongle.
Quite quickly.
Give me that dongle.
Give me that dongle.
It was So It Goes by Nick Lowe, and the previous song was My Life is Right by Big Star.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. Hey, folks, this is Scotty the Body D's Nuts. And I want to let everyone know that every time I drink a carbonated beverage, I float about 2 feet above the ground, and I'm doing it right now. Somebody grab my ankles because I'm about to fly so high. That wouldn't fake me up.
That was Bruce Springsteen with Thunder Road live at Wembley.
Wembley? He played Wembley? Yeah. That's so fucking cool.
Play Wembley. Everybody knew his songs.
That's so fucking
cool. Even though they have old Jersey there.
Wow. Do they have old Jersey
there? They have old Jersey there.
Oh, wow. Speaking of old Jersey, how's Kevin Smith doing?
Oh, you fucking got him!
All right, ready, Lauren?
I am.
Here we go.
College starts today, everyone. All across the USA, kids are moving into their dorms and saying bye-bye to mommy and daddy. Well, get ready because it's time to learn everything you're going to need to know to function as a human being in society. We've got philosophy. We've got history.
This is still the backup singers this year.
We've got music. We've got English. Now, please, bring your textbooks and be ready.
Bring your textbooks and be ready.
And be ready.
I should learn how to sum up my sentences before.
That was Barbara Lewis with Ask the Lonely.
No, can't go that way, remember?
Can't go that way.
Okay.
Can't go that way. Ding dong.
Shamon.
But see, now I'm like, what song don't you know? All right, here we go. Ready and...
Hey folks, that CO2 alarm has been going off in the studio, but it is Labor Day weekend and I want to bring you this music for as long as I have breath in my body, which shouldn't be too much longer. So, turn your radio all the way up and call an ambulance and send it over here just in case. I love each and every one of you more than I love my children, whose names I cannot recall. I think one of them's Jeremy.
That's the word.
Sounded so backup-y. What song is that?
That's Rill Rill by Sleigh Bells.
Sleigh Bells ring.
Are you listening? We're listening. In the lane.
You gotta move that dongle over, Lauren.
A beautiful sight.
How dare you? She just threw it at me.
We're happy. Contemptuously. You know, it's almost time for Christmas music. Should we do a Christmas round?
I don't have any Christmas music in my lying around.
You don't go to Spotify.
I have a lot.
Horn and have it.
You have sound effects.
You don't have.
It's true. My entire Spotify,
subscription? You can search any song you want in the whole world.
You don't have a Spotify.
I have Spotify. I'm just saying. I thought we were playing songs from our phone, not our Spotify.
My Spotify is my phone.
What?
My Spotify is my phone.
I keep my songs in my Spotify because that's where I listen to my music. Is that weird?
No, I think it's normal.
All right.
Scott, are you ready?
Yep. Hey, everyone. I was thinking about, do I need glasses or not? Let me give you an example. I'm going to read this sign that's over on the wall over here. It says, Jimangi du bilabubigi. Okay, that's what I'm reading. But someone told me it says gentleman's room. Okay, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. How am I supposed to know? Also...
I was really hoping it was all instrumental.
It seemed like it was going to be.
That was the action news theme from WPVI TV in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
And you listened to that for pleasure.
No, I got it because I wanted to play it. I wanted to come on to it when I did Raised by TV in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And people fucking loved it.
They did.
I came on to it.
That's right.
People cheered and I sang it. Everyone sang it with me.
Oh, I remember this. I mean, I wasn't there.
No, you weren't. What?
But you told me about it.
I didn't listen to it.
I told you in detail about it.
Yeah. So why are you making fun of me? All right, Lauren, ready? Here we go. Yeah.
I got to give a big happy birthday to my boss, Jared. He is turning 15. And yes, it does bother me that he's so much younger than me and he's my boss, but what can you do? Yes, I've been working at this station for 42 years and a 15-year-old is my boss.
Ah, the electric prunes.
All right.
You got to love the EPs.
You got to. The executive producers of that album. Who made all the money.
Okay, you ready, Paul?
Yeah.
I don't know what this is. I want to press play.
Hey, Everybody's got to feel good when they put on a new pair of socks. That's why the Salvation Army is cleaning all of the socks and sending them to you as if they are brand new, because they want you to have that feeling, but they don't want you to know that someone had the socks on before you. I shouldn't be telling you this. It should be private, but there you go. Now you know the rest of the story. And you can go to the Salvation Army around the clock. They're open 24 hours this month. What is that song?
I don't know. That was For You Holiday Remix by Lehigh. I just went to a holiday thing. Where's that playing from?
Oh, that's my phone.
I hit play
by accident.
Was that an IHOP commercial?
Yeah.
IHOP. It sounded like the folksy kind of music that, like, well, you go to an IHOP and get the $3.99 special.
Okay. You ready, Scott?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard of this new thing called sex? I guess it's where you take your private part and you rub it against someone else's private part. I don't know. It felt good to me when I did it for the first time the other day. So I wanted to let you know about it. Give me a call. Let me know if you've heard of this thing and if you have any requests. Until then, here's Harmonica Joe with This Is My First Lesson, and someone is taping it on the twos and the threes and the fours. We skip the fives, come back around on the sixes. 7 o'clock, we take a big long break because we're very hungry. And we eat a big buffet meal. We go to Hometown Buffet. We get the chicken and the pizza, which is not something you normally get at any other restaurant. But when you see it on one of those buffets, you just can't help yourself, because the flavor profiles are too good. Too good to refuse is what I say. And why would you refuse it? I mean, you're paying for it. And they throw away most of the food when you're done. So why not eat all you want when you're at that buffet? It's really a business model that cannot fail. Make a whole bunch of stuff, a bunch of people come to get it, they pay you.
Hey, hey, you've got a caller.
Oh, yeah, caller two, hello.
Hey, Scott, I just wanted to say I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you so much.
I was wondering if you could play a song for my wife. She just died.
Yeah, how is she going to hear it, though?
Oh, hey, good point. Goodbye.
Okay. Wow.
What?
Getting a phone call.
And then it rang? That was so perfect. Wow. That was good.
That, of course, was an instrumental.
Thank you.
And you knew it was.
And I knew it was.
Hilarious.
Well, I can't believe we haven't done that before. Have we not?
I don't think we have. And it feels like we all should be doing
it. It was about time. Yeah. It was about time to do it.
It was about time.
Well, there you go. That's how you play Hitting the Posts. And that was fucking fun as always.
Let's plug it because I'm hearing that buzzing in my rear, and I would love to not hear it. There we go.
How's that, dear?
That is wonderful.
Guys, another fun episode.
It was fun.
Happy to be here with you all.
Me too.
And to be recording the silliness. And there's a sincere thought out of me. So do with that what you will.
And we're not going to see each other for another 2 years at this point, right? So
yeah.
What?
So let's make the most of this.
That's right. We've recorded the next couple seasons.
Yeah,
we've
in advance of this episode.
Them. Yes.
Yeah. They're really good. I mean, they're crazy.
They're so good. I can't wait to hear them. But yeah, we will not be seeing each other in person for another couple of years.
I can't believe it's almost 2023.
Yeah, I know.
Did you ever think you'd be alive?
Yes.
Before you were alive, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren, you have to understand, when I was a kid, I couldn't even imagine a year like this.
I thought 2000 was going to be.
2023 is just silver. Everything is silver.
Yeah.
And it's not.
I like how in THX 1138, everybody just shaves their head all the time.
I know. It
takes up a lot of time.
Are we going to wrap it up?
Yeah, it's done. So Freedom USA on Instagram and Twitter, freedomusa@gmail.com. If you want to suggest a threacher to us, you can call us. We haven't listened to any voicemails yet, but we have them at Haha La Impu.
If you want, only call us if you want to tell us how great we are.
That should be part of it,
I think only call us if you have an interesting question for us to talk about.
Yeah.
But
you can include the regret.
Okay.
Just get out of the way real quick. Just say, hi, you guys. I love you to death. You're the best
in
the world.
That's fine. Yeah.
And here's my interesting question.
Yeah. And phrase it however you want.
Yeah. But word for word.
And don't make the questions like backhanded, like, why aren't you better at You know what yes. I mean? Like oh, little yeah, weird insults.
Oh, yeah, it would be more of a convo starter.
Yeah. If you were good looking, what's the first thing you would do? Things like that. All right, everybody.
But it is a good question.
Thank you.
The first thing I would do?
Yeah.
If you want to hear ad-free versions of the show, you can go to Stitcher or to cbbworld.com.
And guys.
Oh, shit.
I don't even remember what we call it anymore.
It's three visiting
on the twos.
Three visiting on the twos, where we're re-releasing our older episodes on Tuesdays. Yes. And they're just as fresh as a daisy.
They are. Indeed.
So this Tuesday we'll be releasing episode 4, I think.
I think so.
Which, but you know, really in the Star Wars universe is A New Hope.
That's right.
And the best one, maybe.
We are retitling episodes 1 through 9 according to the Star Wars.
And after that, 10 is through, you know, what we have now is what we think the episode should be called in
exactly.
Star Wars.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Putting it all together. Star Wars 10, putting it all together.
Star Wars 11. Oops, where are my keys to the Millennium Falcon?
Star Wars 12. Aha!
Are there locks on any of the spaceships in the Star Wars universe?
I don't think so. I think
you never see it. They just open and shut. Yeah, it's like... you should at least have like a key that
the controls are almost all exactly the same.
I know.
Yeah. There's no,
everyone knows how to fly everything.
Yeah.
Although they're always looking for a pilot.
Sounds great.
But then anyone who gets,
exactly.
Anyone who gets into one of these things, it's like, they go, oh,
that's a really good point.
Well, we need a pilot.
We all have spaceships, but I don't know how to drive one. All right. That's enough. Goodbye. We love you.
Bye.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.